We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. There's really no need to beat around the bush. The American people are now in a de facto state of war with the FBI and the deep state in Washington, D.C. We have got a lot of information to go through to share with you today. I've been reaching out to our sources up on Capitol Hill, and we're going to do our very best over the next 3 hours to bring you the latest information on what happened last night at Mar-a-Lago, the lasting implications of what happened. And we're going to be opening up the phone lines as well. We have some great analysis coming. Greg Jarrett from Fox News is going to be here. Congressman Andy Biggs is going to drop by as well. And we're going to be opening up our phone lines throughout the day to hear from you. Because ultimately, President Trump is right. He wrote about this in a statement, and you can read that statement over at toddstearns.com. But the FBI is coming after Trump because they can't come after you. That's why. And this is a fairly nefarious thing that happened yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. In the early morning hours, a dawn raid, these agents armed to the teeth, over 30 agents storming into Mar-a-Lago. And you better believe they were sending a message to all the rest of us that they have declared war on every freedom-loving America First patriot in this nation. And you better believe if they can do this to Trump, they're going to do it to us. And we've got to put a stop to this. How do we do that? We've got to unify the Republican Party. We've got a campaign like you know what, and we've got to go and vote on Election Day. That's what we've got to do. That's the call to action here. We've got to get out, and we've got to vote. What the president ought to do today, President Trump needs to call a press conference from Mar-a-Lago, maybe with the safe that they ripped apart in the background, maybe with the empty bookshelves and anything else that was confiscated. Maybe the president needs to stand before the nation and officially declare that he is running for president of the United States, and the election starts right now. You are right to be angry today, ladies and gentlemen. You are right to be righteously indignant today, because this is not who we are as a nation. What you saw happen at Mar-a-Lago in the wee hours of the morning is something that you would see in some sort of a tin-pot third-world dictator of a country. That's what we have right now under the Biden administration. And the White House says, well, we didn't know anything about it. You know what I call BS, and it's not even grade A BS. Of course they knew about it. I guarantee you that Barack Hussein Obama was ultimately behind all of this. Even Andrew Cuomo says that the FBI overstepped, and Cuomo's right when he said the FBI needs to come out and they better show what they've got, because otherwise it looks like a political hit job, and that's what it is. 844-747-8868. What happened last night? Does that make you more of a supporter or less of a supporter of our president? 844-747-8868. But here's what I think needs to happen. I think that we need to completely defund and dismantle the FBI. The rot is so deep, the FBI has gone so rogue, it cannot be salvaged. Now, you think about this for a moment. President Trump was in New York City. He was staying at his apartment in Trump Tower. He was not at home in Mar-a-Lago. Had the president been at home, there would have been video cameras of the FBI dragging the president out of the home so they could conduct their investigation. And you would have seen the coverage. They would have had CNN there. And it would have been broadcast live on national television, President Trump in his pajamas standing on the front lawn of Mar-a-Lago. Now, you just think about this. It's not over. They're still coming for this president. And ultimately, they want to drag this man out of his home in handcuffs and shackles and throw him in jail. That's the end goal here. Now, some of you have been saying, well, Todd, why are they doing this? Why over a bunch of papers that may or may not be classified? Why are they doing this? Because there's a method to the madness here. They know they've got nothing on Trump when it comes to January 6th. Nothing at all. There will not be criminal charges coming out of J6. And I know you've got a couple of grand juries. You've got one in D.C. You've got one in Fulton County, Georgia. And I don't believe those are going to amount to anything. So what they're doing, there's a maneuver for the left to disqualify Trump from ever running for the presidency if in fact he had these classified documents. But this is a great big nothing burger. And we're going to go through this and show you blow by blow how the government handled Hillary Clinton and Sandy Berger and how they've handled Donald Trump. And quite frankly, Hunter Biden too. Because clearly the FBI, and get this, with the Hunter Biden, we know crimes have been committed because he was on video committing the crimes. There was the drugs. There were the hookers. And Lord knows what. And yet the FBI has not stormed into Hunter Biden's home. The FBI hasn't dragged him out. The FBI hasn't confiscated jack squat. And it's because his daddy is president of the United States. There is a deep rot in our nation's capital. And the only thing that Donald Trump needs to do is get himself elected. And if he does nothing else, he needs to fire every bureaucrat in that deep state, every single one of them. You got to start at the FBI. You got to defund and dismantle. Same thing with the Department of Education. Same thing over at the rest of the Justice Department. Because I'm sick of this. Now, I want you to understand what we're dealing with here. This is the same FBI, the same Justice Department that investigated law-abiding moms and dads. And what was the crime there in Virginia? Oh, the crime was they complained about school board policies. They complained about critical race theory and LGBT grooming. And then these people got knocks on the door from the FBI. This is the same Justice Department that targeted law-abiding gun owners. The same Justice Department who refused to protect the homes of the Supreme Court justices. So, yes, I believe that the American people, we are now in a de facto state of war with the bureaucratic deep state. We have crossed the Rubicon, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think there's any turning back here. This is unprecedented. The first time in American history that the government has raided the home of a president. We are in uncharted waters right now. And I'm telling you, if Joe Biden has Donald Trump arrested, you better buckle up for that one. I believe the MAGA world will take to the streets. And I don't think anybody will be able to stop it. I mean, not even Richard Nixon. Just think about this. Not even Richard Nixon faced such a gross abuse of power. But this is what happened. And it started under Barack Hussein Obama when he weaponized the federal government. He weaponized the government to take all of us out. From the Pentagon to the Internal Revenue Service to the Justice Department. It's all been weaponized. So, folks, we are dealing with evil. That's all I can tell you. We are dealing with evil here. And it's not over yet. It's not over just yet. So we got a lot of audio to play. We are monitoring all of our news sources up on Capitol Hill, and we're going to bring you the latest intel. We still have not heard from the Justice Department. We haven't heard from the judges. We haven't seen the warrants. But again, this was apparently over some documents. And by the way, do you really think that Donald Trump was physically packing up his office himself at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? No, of course not. Newt Gingrich, one of our great American statesmen. I've never heard Newt Gingrich. I was watching his interview last night on Fox News. I have never seen him so angry.
I think you remember the Sandy Berger incident. He went into the National Archives and came out with those documents in his pants and his socks and anywhere he can stick them.
Look, there's clearly a double standard, but I think what's even more troubling, and what every American, whether you're Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. If 30 FBI agents can take over the house of a former president of the United States and probable candidate for president, what can they do to you? And when you look at the Democrats who are trying to add 85,000 IRS agents to the already existing 77,000, that would mean 162,000 IRS agents compared, for example, to 29,000 people that we have on the border trying to control the border. But the purpose of it's simple. They want to control you. These raids, the kind of thing you talked about earlier with taking people off an airplane in chains, having people, a guy standing outside at 3 in the morning in his pajamas, these things are all designed to intimidate. If this government can get away with third world tactics worthy of Venezuela or the East German Stasi or Zimbabwe under Mugabe, if that's the future, then the Constitution as a working document has ceased to exist. And I think part of the answer has to be to say to everybody who's going to get very upset, fine, go beat them at the polls in November. The answer to this is get a House, Republican House, a Republican Senate, and let's rip the corruption, not just in the FBI, but across the whole system. Let's rip the corruption out. But I have to tell you, I couldn't believe it when I first heard today that 30 FBI agents had invaded Mar-a-Lago when it was totally unnecessary. And it's clearly an effort designed, I think, partly to goad President Trump in the hopes that he will do something that will further validate the left's fantasy about the kind of guy he is. The fact is, he did nothing wrong. He's cooperated. And for his trouble, and you just heard Eric say this, the Trump family has been persecuted more than any presidential family in history. And I just want to repeat, if they can do this to a former and potentially future president, what can they do to you or your cousin or your friends or your neighbors? And I think it's a very scary step towards a police state eliminating the Constitution as a real document.
You know, I can't. And by the way, he's right about that. I mean, they are literally setting the Constitution on fire to go after Trump. I have never seen someone like Donald Trump and his family so brutally attacked and assaulted by the media and by Democrats and their own party. By the way, that piece of garbage, Mitch McConnell, still not a word from him, not a peep. What a piece of garbage that guy. You know, you folks in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you may as well have a Democrat leading you and representing you in the U.S. Senate, because he's completely worthless. Doesn't even have the courage, can't even be man enough to stand up and defend Donald Trump. At least Kevin McCarthy did that. Shame on you, Unbelievable. But again, this was Mitch McConnell, the same guy who let his wife go out and take care of business when they came under attack with these Occupy people. Not even man enough to protect his own wife. So maybe we shouldn't be surprised. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We're opening up the phone lines this hour. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. A lot of you people weighing in on our Facebook live stream. Melanie says, I'm so angry. It's scary and maddening. This is happening in our country? Seriously. Well, unfortunately, it is, Melanie. It's happening in this country. And the question now is, what are we going to do about it, ladies and gentlemen? We understand just a few moments ago got word from Congressman Jim Banks and his crew. They're going to be meeting with the president, the former president, tonight at his golf course. That meeting is going to include a number of Republicans up on Capitol Hill. But we've got it, folks. This is it. This is the hill to die on. We've been talking about that for a long time now. This is the hill to die on. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, I got to keep it clean. That's what Grace said, so I'm going to. You know, the Democrats call it accountability. That has to be the biggest crap of you-know-what I have ever heard. These idiots want to talk accountability. Start with Hillary. How about the puppet Biden, his sidekick Obama, who's really running this country into the ground? You're going to talk accountability after everything Biden has done to this country? You're all a bunch of clowns. Holding Trump accountable has an, I have an idea. Try looking in the mirror. That would shatter it for sure. Try holding Hunter Biden accountable, or that box of rocks Pelosi, and the list goes on for top corruption picks of the year. The Democrats don't know the meaning of accountability, but for sure know the word corruption. Todd, one or two things will happen. Either they will continue to destroy and flip this country upside down, or Trump wins election again, and they will all go looking for jobs. You know, Todd, they may attempt to silence you, but thank you for weaponizing us with knowledge and proof to continue this fight for years to come. You know, whatever they take from him, Todd, you know darn well that they're gonna flip it around and doctor up whatever they can. I think this has weaponized the people, and I think they're going to be a lot more stronger now.
Mark, I do too. I think this is going to completely backfire on the Democrats and the federal government, and I hope that we see tens of thousands of America First patriots taking to the streets, mobilizing. We've got a couple of hundred that are outside guarding Mar-a-Lago right now. But ultimately, the reason why this is so dangerous, they're trying to stop him from running. And I'm going to get into this after the news break, Mark, and so thank you for the call. They're trying to stop him from running, and I'm going to explain how they plan on doing that after the bottom of the hour break. But now Bernie Kerik, the former commissioner of the NYPD, says, hey, look, there's a very real possibility they could try and physically take out Donald Trump, as an assassinate Donald Trump. We're going to get to that, too. It's, folks, we are living in unprecedented times here. 844-747-8868. We have a line open. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. All right, folks. Look, these things are, the news is going to be happening fast and furious on today's program, so bear with us. So we're getting word that President Trump's tax returns are now going to have to be turned over immediately to a House panel. This information coming from the Washington Examiner. President Trump must turn over his tax returns to Congress. This coming from the D.C. Court of Appeals. And it's you think it's coincidental that it happened the day after the raid at Mar-a-Lago? Yeah, I don't think so. But look, let me explain this. We're going right to the phones here, but let me explain what's going on here. And Charlie McCarthy did a nice piece over at Newsmax about why the feds, why the deep state could use this this raid as the starting point, as the foundation for their effort to prevent President Trump from ever running for office again. Now, CNN reported Monday that the raid was related to the handling of presidential records, including classified documents. NBC News reports the search warrant was connected to the National Archives. Mark Elias, Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign general counsel, took to social media following the raid and posted that the media is missing the really, really big reason. Look, they're not, they have no qualms about telling you what this is really all about. So again, and that's the, is, we have the Bernie Kerik. Is that what we're, okay, hang tight there. So Mark Elias is saying that there's a much bigger story here and why the raid is a potential blockbuster in American politics. And then he tweeted a copy of U.S. Code Title 18, Section 2071. Okay, what the heck is that all about? Well, here's what it says. There's a paragraph that says anyone having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully or unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned. And here we go, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. What did I tell you earlier? They don't have anything on January 6th. We've already heard that from the chairman of the J6 committee. They got nothing criminal coming out against Donald Trump. He didn't do anything illegal. You've got these other grand juries, but I sincerely doubt they're going to be finding anything criminal. But this, they could fab. You know what my greatest concern about yesterday was? Eric Trump, during an interview with Sean Hannity, Eric Trump said that the president's attorneys were not allowed to observe what the FBI was doing inside Mar-a-Lago. My concern is not what they took out of Mar-a-Lago. It's what they may have planted in Mar-a-Lago. I'm just telling you, folks, you can't trust the FBI. And hear me, if there is a knock on the door, and I'm expecting one here any minute now, I really am. But if there's a knock on the door and they say, FBI, you call your attorney and you don't say howdy-do to those people. Can't trust any of them. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Daniel, WDUN, our great affiliate. Daniel, what say you?
I'm with you, Todd. President Trump needs to come out and declare his candidacy for the 2024 election immediately. And not only is this going to affect Republicans, but Democrats need to wake up. The woke need to snap out of their trance. This is, affects all Americans. All Americans should be alarmed at what happened the other night or the other morning. And I'm with you. That whole department, the FBI, every head should roll. Because you and I know they're not a bureau of investigation or a bureau of false information. I mean, they might as well be part of the media now. But I'll finish up right quick with one more thought. You know, the Democrats, if they can't rule it, they will try to wreck it. So remember that. And I have great hope in what Thomas Jefferson said. He knew this was going to happen, and that's why we have the Second Amendment. Thank you, sir, and have a great day.
All right, Daniel, thank you, and appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, this has nothing to do with January 6th. This is everything to do with the National Archives. So it's a big load of hooey. There's nothing there. There is no there. Let's go to Faye in Georgia. Hi, Faye, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Listen, this is Obama's third term, and I truly believe. Remember, he said we're going to fundamentally change America, and he is working hard. And I tell you, just a few days ago, I was flipping channels and saw Eric Holder say to somebody, some people there, wherever he was, that President Trump is going to be indicted, and that means he can't run. So we're in a spiritual warfare. This is Satan's work. These people are evil. We're in Satan. Satan knows his days are limited, and I truly, truly, truly believe, and I have been praying since 1982 that God would bring an awakening, revival, whatever you want to call it. But we have got to have it in America.
Faye, appreciate the call, and thank you for that. Folks, listen, this is evil we are dealing with here. And if they can do this to President Trump, they will be able to do it to us. Just remember what else the Democrats did. They just funded 87,000 additional IRS agents. They basically have their own militia, and we are providing them with more guns and ammo, even as you and I are sitting here having this conversation. What is going on here? When you back up and when you look at the big picture here, the federal government is weaponizing itself against us, we the people. And the great thing about having a national radio program is they can't shut us up on social media. They may be able to on Facebook, but they can't shut us up here in the studio. And we're going to be fighting, folks. We're going to be fighting until the last person is left standing. And we're still going to be fighting. This is despicable. Oh, by the way, the judge, so we're getting some intel. The person they believe who is the judge who signed off on the search warrant has ties to Jeffrey Epstein. No, I'm not making this up. You can't make it up. Of course he's got ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Let's go to Iowa. Gene on the line. All right, Gene, what's on your mind?
Well, I just was going to say, I don't believe that FBI. I'm not a lawyer, but from what I understand, the president has the right to declassify any document or anything while he's still in office. So anything they find, all he has to do is it's been declassified.
Now, Gene, that's a good point. I was looking. I had to do a little bit of homework last night, and I brushed up on the Presidential Records Act, and it's pretty vague as far as, you know, what the president can do here. So, I just don't think they have anything on him. He's done nothing criminally. There's been nothing criminal here. We're dealing with the National Archives, for crying out loud. But, Gene, they're doing this because they think they've got a path going down this route to ensure that Donald Trump cannot run in 2024. That's what this is all about. They've got to stop Trump. That's what this is about.
Now, I've got a question for you, and maybe you can answer it, maybe you can't. But what would stop a write-in campaign, even if they said he was disqualified, if the people said, no, we want him, and wrote him in? They couldn't stop it, could they?
I don't think that would be, I don't think that's feasible. I just don't, Gene. I don't think the American people would be that engaged to do something like that. As sad as that is to say, and I'm just telling you because here in Memphis, Tennessee, we could barely get 20% of the registered voters out to stop a George Soros district attorney. So I just don't think there would be that much interest. Gene, appreciate the call. Let's go to Maine. Mike, listening to us on WLOB, that's Ray Richardson country. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Good.
I think people are overreacting a little bit right now. I think we're all pretty ignorant on what they found or didn't find, and I don't think it's reasonable to say it was despicable when we don't even have any clue on what they found or did not find. I just think we're just speaking from pure ignorance, all of us, when we say something like that.
Well, Mike, if you know, I don't agree with you. The fact that the FBI did something that is unprecedented. They've never done this in the history of the nation. Now, there's a process. If you are trying to acquire these classified documents, you go through the attorneys, and then you handle this in a very diplomatic way. And they did the same thing with Hillary Clinton. They did the same thing with Sandy Berger. They did not do this with Donald Trump. So that tells me that there's something more going on here.
Okay.
They're trying to score political points. It doesn't matter that we don't know what it is. It happened, Mike.
It doesn't matter. Maybe he did a crime that the other ones didn't do. You don't know. You're just speaking from ignorance, Todd.
I'm not speaking for ignorance, Mike. Why are you saying that?
You don't know. Because you don't know what they found.
Do you?
I don't know what they found. No, we're both ignorant on it, so we can't.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm not ignorant. I can tell you this. Let me tell you what's going on, Mike. You've got the federal government, a bunch of fascist, jackbooted Nazi thugs who stormed into Mar-a-Lago in the early morning dawn raid and are attacking a former president of the United States. That's not ignorant, sir. Those are the facts. Mike, we got it.
You're a scaremonger, and you don't know what
I'm a what, sir? What'd you call
me,
Mike?
You're a scaremonger.
You know what, sir? No, I'm a fact monger. I'm telling you, these are the facts, sir.
You don't know what they found, so you have no facts. You can make it up all you want. But
you
want to
know what the facts are? Jackbooted thugs stormed into Mar-a-Lago, sir. Those are the facts. Goodbye, Mike. I'm angry today, people. This should not be allowed to happen in the United States of America. It is a shameful day. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hey, Todd, how's that blood pressure looking over there? You okay?
You know, I don't have time for nonsense today.
I can feel the heat coming all the way here in the control room.
It's, you know, again, Grace, we like to have a good time on this show, but we are dealing with some pretty egregious things that our government is doing to the people.
Oh, for sure. You're very passionate.
And you know they're coming after us next.
I got to hide Merlo.
No, no, we need Merlo. Get like Merlo unchained, just like unleashed. The guard,
I'll work on it. I'll work on it. Right now, she won't hurt a fly, but I'll work on that.
Good. All right. Let's get back to the phones here. North Carolina, Ronnie on the line, WSIC, our great affiliate. Hey, Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that our country is under attack, and we're under attack from within. We've got to figure out who's behind all this and put a stop to it, or we're going to be destroyed. We're just going down so fast, and it's a shame.
Ronnie, it's more than a shame. It's terrifying. And if
it
we
is. It
if,
really is.
If we don't have enough people standing up and fighting back, we're gonna be turned into a socialist hellhole. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. And Mr. Starnes, I have one other thing I'd like to point out, if you don't mind. Miss Janice, I'm really my prayers are with her and her family. I would like to say too, though, you know, 1 year, I think it was last year, she sang happy birthday to you. Remember that?
I remember that. Did the whole Marilyn Monroe routine.
She is such a great voice, and I was telling a couple of my friends about it, and they couldn't believe it, and they've been trying to find that particular episode. But anyway, Mr. Starnes, I just wanted to point that out and send my well wishes to her family. But I'm truly concerned about the state of this country and where our children are going to be. You know,
Ronnie, you are right to be concerned. Every single one of us should be. Look, this is the time of choosing. You're either with us or you're against us. I mean, that's where we are right now in this country. Ronnie, thanks for the call, and God bless you. I know Miss Janice is listening. For those of you who might not have heard the news yesterday, one of our regular callers, Miss Janice from New Orleans, her husband passed away, and just a good man, a very sudden thing, and we certainly want to keep praying for Miss Janice in these difficult days. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nuga Radio. Ronnie on the line. Ronnie, what say you?
What would you say if that was Obama? I mean, I know you blame Obama for everything, but what would you say if the shoe was on the other foot and it was Obama that was in a situation that started the insurrection and was taking the documents from the White House? What would you say about that?
Well, Ronnie, first of all, President Trump has not been accused of leading an insurrection. If you go back and look at the video, he says very carefully that it was a peaceful protest. But to answer your other question, the feds would never do that because they loved Barack Hussein Obama. And I suspect Barack Obama is ultimately the guy pulling the strings in the White House right now.
Well, when all this failed, you know, you can blame the black man, but why was he there anyway?
Whoa. Who's blaming? Well, wait, you brought race into it. Why did you bring race into it, Ronnie?
You are because you do. How many people do you blame for the stuff that's going on? And you have a white president, but you're going to blame the black man. And then too.
Wait. Who's blaming the black man? You're the guy that brought up Barack Obama, Ronnie. Does that make you a racist?
I know because you
are you a bigot?
You always bring him up. But listen,
No. I'm not letting you get away with this one, Ronnie. No. Look, I'm going to talk over you. But, Ronnie, why are you calling me a racist? Race has nothing to do with this.
Because you always blame the black man.
When did I blame the black man? When did I blame the black man?
You say that Obama is running America like he messed up America.
Yeah, you think that's a bad thing? I mean, you don't think that? I mean, that's actually a good thing if Barack Obama is controlling Joe Biden.
And if he is controlling, you better believe America is going to be all right. But let me ask you this, Ty. Why would Trump want to trust another system that cheated him? Would you trust me if I cheated you out of millions of
Well, that's why he wants to go back and he wants to clean out the swamp, Ronnie. But I want to ask you a question because we're running late on time here, Ronnie. You've asked me. I got a question for you.
Okay.
You told Grace Baker that you wanted to come on here and defend President Trump.
Yeah, because she wouldn't let me on the show if I told her what I really
Now, Ronnie, you know that's a lie.
You are a scare hate monger. And just like the guy said, you are. You Republicans, y'all use scare tactics from the start.
And you're a liar, Ronnie.
America is going to be just fine without Trump. America is going to be just fine without Republicans.
All right. Goodbye, you know? Ronnie. Goodbye. Look, folks, you know, we'll take these calls all day long. You don't. First of all, don't lie to Grace Baker. I mean, come on. Be a man, Ronnie. Be a man. And by the way, if you disagree, you go right to the top of the line. And Ronnie knows that. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Jeez, aloo, America.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
If you remember back in 2016, when right before he got elected, I was in Washington, D.C. I was at a couple different social events, and I heard people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad that they wouldn't put assassination behind it. And I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. This is about stopping him from running in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric. This is the first time in my lifetime that I would say I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
All right, that was former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik on Newsmax. And he's very concerned that the left may very well, the deep state may try to take out Donald Trump to stop him from running for re-election. So good to have you with us today on the Todd Stearns radio program. A lot of people wanting to weigh in. If the lines are busy, you just give us a call. Keep trying. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Oregon. Kathy listening to us on KYKN. Great radio station. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, I keep hearing people wanting to know about that motivation. Why would they be doing this to him if he wasn't guilty? And I think that it is the Democrat Party and the Rhino Republicans that are fighting for their existence. Because he's got the goods on them, all of them. He was trying to play nice before when he was in there. That's why you didn't see all the firing, in my opinion. But he's got the goods on him, and they're fighting for their existence.
Yeah, I think there's Kathy, I think there's a lot to that. But ultimately, they want him out of the picture because they're terrified of Donald Trump, because they know they can't control Donald Trump. That's the issue. And that's why the establishment Republicans want him out of the picture, too.
Yeah, their existence is threatened. Their very political existence is threatened. So,
no doubt about it.
That's my take.
Kathy, God bless you.
Call.
All right, you've got it. Kathy from KYKN in Salem, Oregon, 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us our good friend. He is a legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel, author of the New York Times bestselling books, The Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt. Greg Jarrett joins us. Greg, hope you're doing good today.
I'm well, Todd. I hope you are, too.
I am, but deeply concerned about where this nation is going, Greg. I want to get your reaction to what happened yesterday at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I wrote a column today, and it's entitled FBI Raid of Trump Home Proves That Equal Justice Is a Farce. You know, it's inscribed on the pediment of the United States Supreme Court, equal justice under the law. Sadly, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, the FBI Director Christopher Wray, have essentially been throwing eggs at equal justice under the law. They've been doing just the opposite. You know, if you're a Republican, you know, you're going to be persecuted and prosecuted. If you're a Democrat, you get special elevated status. You're untouchable. That's what happened with Hillary Clinton. That's what's going on with Hunter Biden. Even James Comey, who stole FBI documents for the admitted purpose of triggering the appointment of a special counsel to investigate Trump over phony allegations of Russian collusion, which I wrote two books about, he never faced any consequences for that. Was his home raided by the FBI in the dark of the night? Of course not. Was Hillary's Chappaqua home raided after she stole thousands of government documents and put them on her own personal server that was then hacked, jeopardized, and essentially handed over to foreign governments America's secrets?
And Greg, let me jump in here on the Hillary Clinton thing. I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of government records, and we know for a fact that some of those were top secret documents here. So, again, to your point, why was she not dragged out of her house? Why was her home not raided?
Because she's a Democrat, and she was protected. And the investigation took place during the Obama administration with the Obama-appointed attorney general, with James Comey, who was in the bag for Democrats. They protected her. And remember that Comey announced that he had found 110 classified documents on her email server that were not protected. That's 110 crimes under the Espionage Act, Todd. She should have been prosecuted. And Comey stood in front of television cameras, the famous, infamous July 5th, 2016 news conference. He laid out in intimate detail how she broke the law. And then he did this magical pirouette. And he said, but I'm exonerating her. He had no power to do that. He usurped the power of the attorney general. So this is another example of unequal justice under the law.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Greg Jarrett from Fox News. Greg, what happens next? Are we going to see the warrant? Will we know what they were looking for?
It's entirely up to the FBI as well as the Department of Justice. I'd love to know what judge signed off on this. I mean, this is insane, because the premise for the search was under the Federal Records Act of 1978. If you ever read it, it's the most opaque, nonsensical, conflicting, contradictory law I think I've ever read. It actually does give authority to President Trump to identify and exclude and dispose of documents. And remember, he's the ultimate declassification authority for his documents. So when the National Archives said, well, there's classified documents within those 15 boxes, they're not a competent agency to know that. They have no idea what's classified and what's been declassified. So this is really a charade, and the FBI and the Department of Justice, and I'm sure Ray and Garland both signed off on the raid, they're in on it.
You know, what I find interesting, and you guys had the story up at FoxNews.com, is that Andrew Cuomo is saying that the Justice Department needs to get out immediately and explain what happened, or else they're going to, and I think he's concerned it might hurt the January 6th probe. But to his point, do you agree with that? Does the Justice Department need to get out in front of the cameras and say, here's what's going on?
Absolutely. But transparency is something that Garland and Ray are allergic to. They hide and conceal and obfuscate at every turn. I mean, just look at Ray's testimony last Thursday before the Senate committee. You know, he was asked a lot of direct questions, and it was the art of evasion. And then, oh, gee, I got to go catch my plane. Which, by the way, is a government taxpayer private jet.
And wasn't he going on vacation?
Yeah, he went up to Saranac Lake, where he loves to vacation. So, you know, he didn't have the integrity or the decency or the rectitude to answer legitimate questions from United States Senators, Todd. Instead, you know, my fishing pole awaits up in Saranac Lake, and, you know, I've got to take my private jet up there. The hell with the United States of America.
Now, Greg, before we let you go, I'm hoping you can clear something up for us. There are people out there saying, and again, this was on MSDNC, you had Mark Elias suggesting that the real story is that whatever happened at Mar-a-Lago could disqualify Trump from running for the White House. Can you talk us through that, and is that a concern? Is that a possibility?
Well, first of all, I don't trust anything Mark Elias says. The sum total of what he knows about anything, including the law, could be written on a yellow Post-it note. And not only that, this is the guy who's been behind so many of the corrupt activities of the Democratic Party, the Clinton campaign, the Democratic National Committee. You know, he's about as untrustworthy as anybody I can think of. He is not correct to the extent that he's jumping way, way ahead and assuming that, you know, somebody's going to be convicted here of a felony, Donald Trump, that charges are going to be brought, that a conviction will be obtained. This is a guy who is a hyper-partisan, and I would encourage viewers and listeners to pay absolutely no attention to Mark Elias.
Good stuff. That's great advice. Greg, we have links to all of your New York Times bestselling books, and folks, those are must reads if you want to understand what we're going through as a country right now. Greg, appreciate your great work.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Todd. Take care.
All right, you too. Greg Jarrett, everybody. A great former colleague over at the Fox News Corner of the World. He was on Hannity's show last night and did a great job walking people through where all of this is going. By the way, we're getting word that later on today, about a dozen Republican lawmakers led by Congressman Jim Banks, they're heading over to Bedminster over in New Jersey, where they will be meeting with President Trump. Who knows why, to discuss strategy? I don't know. But the one person who is not speaking is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. And I don't know if he's got laryngitis, don't know if there's been some sort of medical issue, we don't know. But he's not talking. All right, we got to take a break. A couple of lines open here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Can I tell you, I could really go for a delicious glass of Life Change Tea. They really put out an incredible product, folks. Life Change Tea is amazing. It's natural. It's gentle. And I drink it every single day. It's the right combo of 12 herbs. Comes in three delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, made right here in the good old U.S. of A. And it's so easy to use. You just brew up a pot of it, put it in the fridge, and drink some every day. Now they are having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Go to GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com, and order some today. Got to use my discount code. Now listen up. When you write in Todd10, they're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. So go to GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd10.
John, this has been happening since day one. They cannot stand that a guy named Donald Trump, who is a real estate developer, who built tremendous wealth and fame, was able to go into a political system in the U.S. and take out a person like Hillary Clinton and beat them at their own game, and then go into Washington, D.C. and do a phenomenal job and not play by the rules and end up becoming one of the best presidents this country has ever had. And then they put in one of their own, and the guy turns out to be an absolute flop. He does a terrible, terrible job, and the country is going to hell under his leadership. And then now all of a sudden they realize that his son's in trouble, and that he's in trouble, and their political party's in trouble, and that Donald Trump is poised, if he wanted it, if he decided to hop back on that stage and wanted it, they know he's poised to win,
And guess what? That threatens them, that threatens who they are, and they will do anything they can to take him out, to take me out, to take Don out, to take Ivanka out, to take our family out. They do it every single day. They do it at a state level. They do it at a federal level. The FBI does it. They subpoena us. They make our lives hell, Sean, every single day because they are threatened by Donald J. Trump. And honestly, I hope, and I'm saying this for the first time, I hope he goes out and beats these guys again, because honestly, this country can't survive this nonsense. It can't. This is not who we are. This is who Venezuela is, Sean. This is banana republic antics. Having a home of the 45th president of the United States raided by FBI agents, safes broken open. This is not who we are as a democracy. Imagine if that happened to Barack Obama.
He's not wrong. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. That's Eric Trump on Fox last night. He's not wrong. And I don't know if I would be able to stand up to the level of attacks that have been directed at the Trump family. I don't know if any of us could. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Doyle in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate. Doyle, what's on your mind?
Todd, you know, the coolest living, that these people's rowdy you. But Donald Trump, if he's innocent, he'll find himself innocent. If he's guilty, they'll find him guilty. My prediction, I'm a Republican, my prediction, they're going to find him guilty, and his mouth caused all of them his problems. Donald Trump's mouth has caused his problem. If you go back to all the press we ever had since he first won, he run his mouth and got him in trouble. That's exactly where he's at today. He's in trouble. He's running that mouth. And that's all I'm going to say. He has cost himself all this problem. Not anybody else, Republican, Democrat.
All right.
We keep talking about, I'm not a Hillary. I'm not, definitely not a Hillary. But Hillary is history. We need to let her die. Let her go on to do her thing. Forget about her.
She's not gone just yet, Doyle, and appreciate the call. And by the way, Hillary Clinton has already put out a tweet, and she's trolling Donald Trump. And we will post that tweet on the live show blog. Unbelievable. But Doyle says that the problem was that Trump was running his mouth. You know what? You can run your mouth. You're allowed to run your mouth under the United States Constitution, folks. That's not illegal. That's not against the law. All right, let's go to Josie, Morehead City, North Carolina. Hey, Josie, what's going on?
Hey, Todd Starnes, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So this is going to be my solution for what is happening, this garbage. I'm going to my local Board of Elections. I'm going to change my party affiliation and come off of the rolls, and I'm going to register now as an independent. I'm going to try to get all of my friends that I know to do the same thing, and I'm going to leave the Democrat and the Republican Party behind and go independent. And when I go to the polls in November and in 2024, I will vote the incumbents out, all of them out.
Look, I'm not one of these people that's I'm not a big fan of term limits. I think you ought to, you know, if you've got somebody who's going to Capitol Hill and doing a great job, I say stick with them. My problem, though, is the deep state here, Josie. And if that's what we have to do to get rid of all of these people, I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of people need to be losing their jobs. And if that's what it's going to take, you know what? Maybe that's the way to go.
Exactly, because us here, you know, we're like at the bottom. We're not at the top. And everybody's trying to find a way, a solution for what we can do in our cities and our towns. And it starts at the local level.
Yes, it does.
And we have to start there. And we have to come out and vote in droves and get these incumbents out.
Got to run, Josie. Great call, though. Thank you. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, if you get a moment, head over to our website, toddstearns.com, and check out our store. We have some great T-shirts, ball caps, and we also have copies of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. We'd love for you to get a copy of one of those, and we'll autograph it and send it to you. Again, toddstearns.com. All right, the phones have just exploded today. Grace is taking a nap right now. Let's go to the Grace. Are you?
I can't
all right?
afford to take a nap right now.
You're busy. Let's go to Georgia. Beth on the line. WDUN, our great affiliate there. Beth, what say you?
Well, I'm saying that Obama is behind every bit of this. When he was in office, he was sending Biden and Hunter to Ukraine, China, and Russia, and he was getting rich off of that. And they had every bit of this planned. And now Obama's in there as president again under Biden, and he's getting piles of money.
Well, Beth, I will say this, I appreciate you calling in. One of the things that I find very interesting about Joe Biden, that guy's clueless. Earlier this morning, and we've got the video up on our website, you can see it for yourself. Chuck Schumer went over to shake his hand. There were three people, and then there was the president. He shook Chuck Schumer's hand, and then Biden forgot that he had already shaken Schumer's hand, and he's just standing there shaking air. This is not normal behavior. So all that to say, Beth is correct. It's Barack Obama and his team that are actually pulling all the strings here. All right, let's go to North Carolina, WSIC. Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I tell you, I'm as equally as angry as you are about what I saw last night.
I'm furious. Furious.
Me too. I mean, I almost wanted to just reach in the TV and just and beat somebody up. I mean, I just cannot believe what I'm witnessing. But then again, I'm not surprised. But Todd, I think that right now at this point, there's maybe two approaches we should take. But I really think that time is short for our movement right now. I think what we see up there with Joe Biden and his regime, they are behaving like a totalitarian regime that knows that they do not have the support of the people, and they're going to do anything they can to remain in power, even if it involves, you know, illegality. But I think what we need to do right now, Todd, this is a perfect opportunity for the Republican Party, and Kevin McCarthy made some good announcements, to come together, to unite, to condemn not only what has happened, but to put forth this contract with America that we talked about. And right at the top of that list is the repeal of this upcoming Senate bill, saying we're going to repeal this bill if we retake Congress in November. I also think up there at the top of the legislative priorities should be the impeachment of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and the whole deep state. We've got to get rid of them somehow before they get rid of us. And secondly, Todd, I think what we need to do is exert as much economic pressure on Washington. Everything that we're seeing is emanating from the imperial city of Washington, D.C., in about a 25-mile radius. And I would love to see somebody or some organization orchestrate something that could shut that 25-mile radius down and put these people in economic pain, such as a trucker strike, railway workers, airline pilots. Just pretty much lay siege to that city.
Charles, we've got the solution here, and it's coming from the border. I just say we quadruple the number of buses that we're sending to Washington, D.C., inundate the whole city.
Yeah, well, that's a good option. Yeah, that's a very good option. But I tell you, these 80,000 new IRS agents, Todd, if people don't think that those agents can go find the political affiliation, look at the political affiliations of people and target those people for audits, that's exactly what they're going to do. And most people do not have the stones to withstand that. They will cave in and they will not fight back.
Charles, it's brutal.
I think time is important.
Yeah, look, I went through three audits during the Obama years. First time in the history of my life that I've ever been audited, but three times during the Obama years. And it was because I worked at Fox News Channel. And you're right, it is agonizing, just agonizing. But we're going to have to stand tall, Charles. We're going to have to fight back. And we are going to have a united front. I love the idea of a contract with America. I know Speaker Newt has been working with folks up on Capitol Hill, Republicans. So we'll see how that goes. Charles, got to run. Thanks for the call. Always good hearing from you. By the way, I got a note. I got to read this note to you real quick here. It's always nice when we get the handwritten notes here at the Todd Stearns radio program. Billy Jones writes in, Grandma Billy, and she put that in parentheses. She says, Dear Todd, recently received a copy of Our Daily Biscuit by answering a trivia question. I want you to know how much I'm enjoying your book, the recipes, and the messages. My favorite is a little gravy on top, asking the reader to consider what was read. Sunday sermons should consider this. Well, thank you very much, and send a lovely card. Billy from Beaufort, North Carolina, listens to us on the talk station, 107.1 FM. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to do that, Billy. All right. We've got a line open here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Todd, something I was thinking about, a little different angle on this, but it's kind of worth thinking about. Maybe this raid for documents to incriminate Trump wasn't so much about documents to incriminate Trump, but about what Trump might have that incriminates the FBI.
Wow. Well, you know, that, Steve, I really hadn't thought of it like that. So you're thinking here that maybe Trump had the goods on the FBI and they were going in to get it.
Well, I'm thinking back to when he was running for president. He called him out for tapping his phones and spying. Before he even got in office, he knew what they were up to. You think he spent 4 years and he didn't collect a little bit of documentation and evidence?
Could be. You know, Hoover was like that. He had all the tapes on everybody. That's why he stayed in power for so long over there. Steve, do you think we gotta blow up the FBI, dismantle it, start from ground zero again?
I don't know how they'll ever gain credibility again. I don't know what option there is, Tom.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I really don't.
Yeah, a defund and dismantle. That's what I say. Steve,
right now, and it may not be just the FBI.
Good point. And you're right, it's not. I mean, soon you're going to have the Internal Revenue Service with their own militia. And they're going, and let me tell you something about that, Steve. Yesterday I saw a graphic, and it's of the United States, and they were able to analyze where people were getting audited. And it was very clear to me that the IRS is targeting the red states. I mean, that's the documentation. So they're going to use that. They're going to weaponize the Internal Revenue Service to come after all of us, Steve.
Look back over the past 6 years, Todd, at all the stuff our government has done, and tell me what would surprise you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Fair point. Steve, good hearing from you, and thanks for the call. So Sandy Berger. Now, a lot of you millennials are not going to remember old Sandy, but he was Bill Clinton's national security advisor back in the day. Back in 2003... Sandy Berger, who was then the former National Security Advisor, walked up into the National Archives, and he found all these documents, five or six drafts of significant documents, and literally stuffed them into his pants and his suit coat. He was basically walking out of the building with these stolen documents. Got into a lot of trouble, $50,000 fine. And you never saw the FBI going after this guy. They never knocked down the door of his house. They never staged some sort of an early morning pre-dawn raid with guns drawn. They didn't do that. And here was a guy, former national security advisor who was stuffing top secret documents into his pants and his underpants and his suit coat and walking out of the building. You see, it's a double standard, everybody. That's what I'm upset about. It's the double standard. So unless Donald Trump had somehow gotten his hands on Hunter Biden's laptop and it was stuffed in the safe down there at Mar-a-Lago, there's no way, no way that this president has done anything wrong. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, going right to the phones, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Republicans promise a lot of accountability, but a lot of times we're disappointed. Is that going to change now?
It is going to change, and I appreciate the leader's statement, and that's exactly what needs to happen. But even before that, this Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. One day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now, and this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray, call up Merrick Garland, bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Good for you, Jim Jordan. You know, I will say this, that the FBI has really done a favor for the Republicans because they have managed to mobilize an entire political party in outrage against the machine. So there you go. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Line open. Faith in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Faith. What's on your mind?
Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong day. It's Tuesday. I'm calling just to say, you know, about the raid. Pay attention to Senate Republican leadership, specifically, you know, Barrasso, McConnell, and all that other stuff, to what they do and do not say. Tim Scott's answer was, blah. But they're in a unique situation where in no way does it look good on them. If they keep silent, it does not look good on them. They want Trump done. I've always said that getting him out of office was a joint effort. It just is. And they do not want to leave. They do not want anybody to threaten whatever little system they've been having for a long time. But this does not bode well in his favor, because if you hate Trump, there are a lot of people who hate Trump that are taking his side with this. Cuomo gave a better response to the no answers or response that Graham and Scott have given so far. But make no mistake, this did not happen for their favor. They want him gone. They want him gone for sure. But they have a one unique opportunity. Who don't think they're not going to get voted out, they probably will. This is their one opportunity to save face if they do this right. But what's going to be the weight is going to be how much do they want them out versus how much they think their future will be secure, even if they get put out of the Senate. If they think that they'll be fine and they get reelected or be able to do whatever else they wanted to do post-retirement, then they're just going to let the chips fall where they may. So this is going to be the telltale sign. But yes, it's shameful. Yes, it's a raid. Search and seizure is a raid. They're doing what they want to do. And the new angle is has gone. Maybe this has been their best angle because the Fulton County, whatever's going on in there is going to be sand. January 6th is pretty much sand. It's Kabuki Theater. So this is their best shot. And even this shot is not a good shot. And this is the angle I think that they've been going for all along because January 6th is not going to pan out. Now, don't get me wrong.
Nope.
Based on how they've been prosecuting January 6th protesters, if they were to indict Trump, they would use a similar method because they know that the D.C. circuit is corrupt and they're going to cut angles. I think what they're waiting for is to see if the Supreme Court will immediately dismiss charges and that. So that's why I don't think they're going forward with the January 6th indictment, but I think their best shot in their mind is the archives case.
Faith, wow. You laid it all out there and very well done. And I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. We'll see how this plays out, though. But you're right about one thing. J6, there will not be criminal charges coming out of J6 in that committee. Faith, got to run. God bless you. Thanks for listening to us on our flagship station. Grace, I want to get to this story. We're going to be slammed in the next hour. We've got Congressman Biggs and Congressman Rushenthaler, and we got a lot of calls.
Oh, yeah.
But I need to address something, probably one of the more egregious stories that we've covered. This is from the New York Post. Ketchup and mayo ice cream flavors may be coming to a supermarket near you.
Whoa. Why is this not front page news?
This is disgusting. So the ice cream project, they're coming up with, they're elevating everyday flavors to ice cream. So they're going to be using, so Heinz is coming up with this. And they're going to start serving ice cream that's flavored with baked beans.
Yuck.
Mayo.
Ew.
Ketchup.
Ooh.
Quaker rolled oats. And PG tips.
That's disgusting.
What are the PG tips? Is that like a Q-tip?
I don't want to know. I'm going to one-up you, though, Todd. Because is that as bad as the $15 Velveeta martini that they're now pushing as well?
What?
$15 Velveeta martini. It is literally cheese sauce infused vodka and garnished with like the shells.
That's disgusting. Ugh, good
it
Lord.
It looks so gross.
That's, yes.
So that's bad, but it made me think of that. Cause that's
no heaving on the air, please.
Sorry, that was producer Kyle.
You know, a couple of years ago, we made our intern in New York City go out and try the mustard ice cream, French's. The mustard ice cream. Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
It horrendous?
It was as terrible as you might imagine.
I hope you gave them a raise.
We didn't. Yeah. Fox, I don't know if they paid their interns. We do down here, though. Hey, folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phones. But we want to do something special for our Memphis, Tennessee listeners. So if you're in the Mid-South, next week, we're having the big KWAM 75th anniversary bash. It's an exclusive party, and we're going to be sending some of our listeners. So if you are listening to us on KWAM here in the Mid-South, give us a call. Caller number 3, you're going to win a pair of tickets to our big bash next week. That number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. If you want to win tickets to the big KWAM 75th anniversary celebration, it's going to be a doozy. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
As of yet, we have not been raided by the FBI, but we're waiting. We're ready. Hope you're doing good. Hey, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though, I want to go to the phones. We are getting ready to have a huge celebration here in Memphis, Tennessee. The radio station I own, KWAM, celebrating 75 years of existence. This radio station once employed Johnny Cash and B.B. King, Ike Turner. Elvis Presley played on this radio station, and now we're a news talk station. And so anyway, we're having a big bash, celebrating a big bash, and it's next week in downtown at a beautiful hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun, rooftop celebration. And we want to go to the phones here because we're going to be inviting some of our listeners to join us in the celebration. Let's go to South Haven, Mississippi. Chad on the line. Chad, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Todd. Doing great.
Well, Chad, we're going to actually make you do a little bit better because guess what, Chad? You are the big winner of the tickets.
Wow. Super excited.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Great food, beverages, the whole nine yards. And, Chad, we're going to put you on hold, and Grace will get all of your info, so congratulations. Sounds a little noisy out there on the highways and byways today. And we'll give you guys another chance momentarily to win some prizes. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, joins us. Congressman, very disturbing developments from last night. I understand that a group of Republicans will be meeting with the president later today. What can you tell us in the aftermath of that FBI raid?
Absolutely. Todd, first off, thanks for having me on. Please call me Guy, and congrats on the 75 years. That's huge. As far as this raid last night, Todd, you know, people are mistaken if they think that this is just about Donald Trump. It's the regime, the ruling elite that have nothing but disdain for everyday Americans. Donald Trump is just getting in the way. And if the FBI can do this to Donald Trump, what can they do to an everyday citizen? That's the overarching takeaway. But in terms of how this pertains to Donald Trump, it's absolutely disgusting that there weren't other means necessary to do this, to effectuate getting these documents. And the FBI can say, well, these documents belong to the National Archives and so forth. Okay, that's fine, but why would you do a raid on Mar-a-Lago if you're not trying to cast doubt upon President Trump's 2024 run, continue to harass and annoy the president and try to delegitimize his legacy? But I can tell you, Todd, this isn't going to work. I think that moderates and people that might have been on the fence about the president are going to galvanize around him because the American people know that inherently this is an abuse of power by the FBI, an FBI that's turned into a political tool of the Democratic Party.
And I think it's important for people to understand here that, you know, this is not, you know, President Trump sitting down with the, you know, with the National Archives or with the FBI. These are conversations that were had with the attorneys. So this is, you know, again, I think people are maybe not understanding you know, how these kinds of things operate. So typically you have an attorney and you're able to work these things out privately or quietly without having to have the FBI stage a pre-dawn guns drawn raid.
Right, exactly. And that's how it was handled with former presidents when there was efforts to get documents. Remember when Hillary Clinton was accused of basically acid washing her hard drives? She was allowed to be present when the FBI came to get some documents with her lawyer present, from my understanding. So the fact that this was handled in such a way, like you said, pre-dawn raid, guns drawn, it goes to show that the FBI was trying to sensationalize this, get headlines, and again, cast doubt over President Trump's run in 2024. But I can tell you, if there was any doubt that this man is going to run in 2024, you have now backed him into a corner. I think the president will run again, and I think he will win again. It's going to be amazing to see how the tides turn. And I think that the FBI grossly underestimated conservatives in Congress because I believe after talking to so many of my colleagues that there's one thing that everybody has in common, and that's a lack of confidence in the FBI. So get ready when we take back the House in 2022 and the Senate in 2022. because there's going to be a lot of oversight. There's going to be a lot of investigation. And we need to rein in the FBI, if not totally revamp it.
Yeah, I'm for the latter there. I just don't see how anything can be salvaged here. It looks to me the rot goes pretty deep there at FBI headquarters.
Right, and everybody talks about, oh, the rank and file this, the rank and file that. Where were the leaks that there was going to be a raid on Mar-a-Lago? Because if this would have been the Biden household, you can bet that somebody would have leaked that. So I'm very skeptical. I think the FBI has had a troubled history going back to when it was the Department of Investigation back in the 1920s. And, of course, a history of corruption, domestic spying, and so forth since the days of J. Edgar Hoover, who, of course, founded the FBI, turned the DI over to the FBI. But I digress. But I can tell you, Todd, that what you saw on display was a political hit job, and it's not going to work because President Trump can overcome this and run and win in 24.
Yeah, I mean, I think, to your point, I think he almost has to run now to restore legacy and to vindicate himself, at least in the eyes of history, because this is such an unprecedented event. It angers me, Congressman, the level of hate and the vitriol that's been directed from the deep state towards President Trump and the Trump family.
Well, can I just say so? I agree with you, by the way, that he is now forced into a position of running, and I'm thankful because I think his presidency was incredibly successful, and I would love to see another 4 years of a Trump White House. But in terms of the disdain you were talking about, I can tell you, having to go to D.C. 2 or 3 weeks a month, dealing with people in the bureaucracy, the disdain is real. I often say that if you eat at a Cracker Barrel, if you shop at a Walmart, if you go to church on Sunday, they mock you, they laugh at us. So there really is a schism. And if you think that this isn't an us versus them scenario after this raid, you're kidding themselves. You have the woke yuppie liberals, the ruling elite, the regime, whatever you want to call them, the deep state, the bureaucracy, you name what you want to say, but you have that class and you have it pitted against everybody else because they view us as a bunch of country bumpkins and flyover country.
No doubt about that, but they certainly do love to audit us. I mean, when you look at the map, I mean, most of the audits are taking place in red states.
And just wait until you have 87,000 more IRS agents. So in light of what you saw last night with this raid, just extrapolate that to what the IRS is going to be doing with conservative small business owners, conservative charities. Remember Lewis Lerner?
Yeah.
So again, in this bill that we have to vote on Friday, the reconciliation bill, the Democrats are adding 87,000 new IRS agents, and they say, "Oh, we're going to go after billionaires." There's a handful of billionaires in the United States. You don't need 87,000 agents. Those thousands, tens of thousands of agents, they're going to be used to go after conservative business owners. They think you're the guys that own the HVAC companies, the guys that are plumbers, the guys that have a dog, you know, care business or whatever. Those are the people the IRS is going to be targeting. It's going to be the backbone of our economy, small business owners, and in the core of the Republican base, which is small business owners.
Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Really appreciate your insight here, and I really do hope that, you know, we're able to take back the Congress in the fall. Real quick, are you going to be at this meeting this afternoon?
No, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there.
All right. Well, very good. Congressman, again, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
Guy Reschenthaler, everybody, a great congressman from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Coming up a little bit later, Congressman Andy Biggs, he is livid, as well as we all should be. Hey, get this, even former Vice President Mike Pence, Newsmax has the breaking news banner up. Mike Pence says the FBI raid on Trump is unprecedented and smacks of partisanship. Let's go to the phones here. Cleveland, Georgia, Bob on the line. Bob, what say you?
Well, I sit there and say, why don't we sit there and go ahead and peacefully protest in front of Nancy Pelosi's house? Why don't we go ahead and give China Nancy Pelosi's address? Why don't we give them George Soros' address? And she goes, well, what do you want?
Here now, come on now. Got to be appropriate. We're family friendly, ladies and gentlemen, family friendly. Let's go to Angie in South Carolina.
Hi, Todd. I am very upset over the fact that I already know that on mainstream media, they are going to still make President Trump look like a criminal. People that I know that are dyed in the wool liberals, this will just be one more thing for them to say he shouldn't be president. And I'm sickened by all that has happened to President Trump. It just infuriates me, the thought that they can get away with this. And I'm just hoping he gets in and actually does clean these people's clocks. That's all I can say.
Angie, I will max out my donations to Donald Trump if he's able to go in there and fire, 10, 20, 30,000 of these bureaucrats, clean house. It'll be worth every single penny.
And I hope he gets good people that really, really can tell him and help him make those decisions on who needs to be cleaned out of the, bureaucratic mess.
So would you like to see him run again, Angie?
I would, but I'd also like to have him run as his vice president, the governor of Florida. I think that would be such a great ticket. I mean, how could you go wrong with that?
Trump DeSantis. I like that. I was a big fan of Tim Scott until this week, and Scott went a little wishy-washy squirrely on us. So,
I'm afraid South Carolina has, I mean, especially with Lindsey Graham, he's such a rhino. I'm tired of looking at his face on TV. And he needs to just come back to South Carolina and stay here, not go back to D.C. as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, Angie, thanks for calling in and keeping an eye on things there in the Palmetto State. Folks, we've got a couple of lines open. And again, it's kind of a weird thing, but we're celebrating our 75th anniversary here at KWAM, our flagship station. And we've got some tickets we're giving away today. The reason I forgot to give them away yesterday, Grace Baker. So I gotta make up for some lost time here.
Gotta play catch up. That's okay.
So
two for one.
Yeah. Well, so if you're in the Mid-South area, and we would open this up to everybody, but the party's next week, so I don't think you're going to be able to get a plane down here. So for our listeners in the Mid-South, if you would like to join us for our big 75th anniversary celebration, it's going to be an amazing party. Caller number two is going to pick up free tickets. If you're listening to us on KWAM, caller number two, give us a call at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You folks in Atlanta, I have two speaking events in the next month. I'm going to be in Los Angeles. We're going to be in Atlanta twice. And I think I'm going to Wichita, but that's in October. So we're going to be busy around here over the next couple of weeks and months. All right, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones. Germantown, Tennessee. Lisa, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you're going to do a lot better, Lisa, because you and a guest are going to be going to the big anniversary celebration next week.
All right. I'm excited.
Lisa, it's going to be at that fancy new hotel downtown, the one overlooking the Mississippi River. They have a beautiful rooftop, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Good food, I can tell you that much.
All right. Can't wait.
Lisa, how are you enjoying KWAM?
I love it. It was very needed, and I like the election coverage that we had something local here to listen to.
Well, the team worked really hard on that, and we've got really some of the best in the business working here at the Mighty 990. So we appreciate you listening. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace Baker is going to get your info. Folks, again, we are having a big celebration next week, and also the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We turned 5 years old, so kind of nice anniversaries coming up here in this area. Oh, that somebody sent me a note. Starnes, the Daily Beast is ranting about you. And I was checking out. Someone sent me. This is just published. Daily Beast is going after some of us conservatives. They say prominent conservative Glenn Beck tweeted the FBI needs to be fumigated. Any FBI agent who knows about corruption and keeps quiet is just as guilty. Now, get this. They call Glenn Beck a conservative commentator. They call yours truly a popular right-wing talk radio host. Well, I am popular. I guess I'm right-wing. You see, I don't necessarily, I'm not offended by right-wing. I do consider myself to be a conservative. So let's make sure they got what I said correct here, folks. Starnes says, the real concern is what the FBI may have planted inside Mar-a-Lago. Oh, yeah, they quoted me accurately. Well done. Oh, and they also, and then they quote Hannity. So I'm in good company there. Beck, Starnes, Hannity. That's a good lineup on a radio station, by the way. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. Louise in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Louise, what's on your mind?
A whole lot of things, Todd, and you cut me off one time when I was saying something bad about Stacey Abrams. I can't believe that man said what he did a while ago.
Oh, well, he didn't. We didn't let him on the air, so you heard that, but we have a dump button, so the people listening on the radio didn't hear it.
Oh, great. Well, listen, if you don't mind, there's a bunch of things here, and I hope you let me have time enough to run through them all, and then you can talk about whatever you want to. I don't think I've got anything bad on here.
Well, Louise, you better hold up because we're going to be coming up on the news break. Do you mind holding on after the news?
No, I've been holding a long time, but that's okay.
I know you have. It's been a busy day, Louise. All right. So, Louise, we're gonna put Louise on hold. And she's got a lot to say, folks, a lot to say. Congressman Andy Biggs is going to be dropping by. We're going to get to Louise, Mike, Dave, hang tight. We've got a couple of lines open if you guys want to get in on the action here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Well, all I can tell you is the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line has been fired up today. And thank goodness that they are partners here of the Todd Stearns radio program. You know, I just love these guys. They are as authentic as the day is long. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they're at all the events. They were just at CPAC, hosted a lot of great folks. Patriot Mobile, they have great nationwide coverage, use the same towers the other carriers use. And best of all, they've got a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big it or how small. And by the way, if you're a veteran or a first responder, Patriot Mobile, they've got special discounts just for you. I made the switch, and it's so easy. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. Check it out. They're not going to hard sell you. Patriotmobile.com/Todd. check out what all the packages they have there. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, U.S.-based customer service team. So they're going to be more than happy to talk to you. Now, very important, got to use my promo code TODD, T-O-D-D, and they're going to give you free Premier activation. You're going to get a special discount. And again, veterans, you guys are going to get an additional discount on top of that. PatriotMobile.com/TODD. All right, let's go to the phones from Arizona. Our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, good to have you with us. And I have to imagine you are righteously indignant today.
Yeah, Todd, this is amazing what we're seeing going on. I mean, in this week alone, you're seeing the weaponization or the further weaponization of the police apparatus for political purposes to go after Donald Trump. You're seeing it with the IRS agents being weaponized and the horrible bill that's going to be passed out of the House. And you know what else? You're seeing it in this two-tiered system where we continue to put people in jail and hold them there without bail on political purposes. And on the other hand, you get people like Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden, and we bend over backwards. Not we, but the establishment bends over backwards to protect them.
Congressman, here's my concern, is that they're gonna target Donald Trump, and there's going to be a moment where they surround the president and take him into custody. I mean, he's out doing something, maybe speaking at CPAC or whatever, and the next thing you know, you've got an armed raid like what happened at Mar-a-Lago over yesterday.
Yeah, and that would be crazy if they did that, because he still has security around him now.
Lots of it.
Yeah, lots of security around him. So what are you going to do, have a keep him in the middle of a scrum, a violent scrum? These people know no decency. They know no bounds. They know no sense of propriety and order. They are using every institution, regime, and rule to batter conservatives. And it's all because Donald Trump disrupted the slow, steady march to a Gomorrah that was going on before he got elected.
Congressman is, by the way, Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Is there any way that the FBI can be salvaged, or do we just need to bulldoze it and start over?
You know, I think we've reached the bulldoze and start over phase. I mean, I look at it and I said, well, maybe we defund a little bit, maybe we trim a little bit, maybe we get in there and burrow and use the Holman rule, and we zero out salaries of people who should go. We should stop certain programs, but they won't give us information. They obfuscate when they come into Congress. We've seen them tell lies when they come into Congress. So there's no oversight. So there is no legislative oversight. And if you can't have legislative oversight, then that bureaucracy, in this case, the FBI, and there's many others, need to be eliminated. And then you have to have the debate whether you're going to actually reinstate some kind of federal investigative unit to deal with security issues internally.
What about Mitch McConnell? He hasn't said a word. Not a word.
Well, I mean, he doesn't like Donald Trump. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And he's content with that. You know, I mean, you've got the left is celebrating, and our own people, if we can call Mitch McConnell our own people, are silent and won't stand up.
That is just appalling. Even Vice President Mike Pence came out and condemned this. Even Andrew Cuomo did. I mean, he's out there saying the Justice Department needs to get out here and explain what the heck just happened.
No, and that's right. If you've been a target of injustice, then, or feel like you have, like Cuomo feels like he has, then you recognize this. It isn't like President Trump hasn't been cooperating with these guys. He's responded. He's given them documents and everything else. But that's not enough to the new left, because the new left is the same as the old communists. And so they like power, they like authority, and they're going to go for it against people who have opinions that are different. And this is, make no mistake, Todd, this is a pure and simple a political ploy. Otherwise, you write the a letter to his attorneys and say, hey, look, we understand there might be some more stuff. Will you turn that over to us to just review, or how do we work this up? They didn't do that. They didn't do that here, according to reports.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We understand about a dozen or so congressmen are going to be meeting with the president in New Jersey. Are you going to be going to that meeting?
I will not be at that meeting. No, I'm out west, and then we'll be at the funeral of Jackie Walorski.
Any word on, and what a terrible car accident that was, and just an incredible lady and a great congresswoman. Congressman, real quick, do you have any guidance on what they may be talking about at that gathering?
I think they're going to be talking about probably some internal workings of the House Republican Conference. I think that's probably what's going to be the focus there. And I'm sure President Trump's going to advocate for, oversight, greater oversight when the Republicans come to power. And he's right. We need to have greater oversight. The Democrats, Todd, we have had three committee hearings, multiple hour committee hearings over Dan Snyder and the Washington Commanders when the NFL's already disciplined them and Dan Snyder's not even in the loop anymore. But that's what the Democrats focus on. Instead of saying, let's have oversight on what's going on the border or with the FBI or DOJ, there's been no oversight from this the Democrats here.
Unbelievable. All right, Congressman, we appreciate your insight today.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate all you do.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, Senator Tim Scott, I want to read to you the reaction from Senator Tim Scott. This is what Senator Tim Scott, who, by the way, has presidential aspirations, he says... we need to let this play out. That's what Senator Tim Scott says about the FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, we're not supposed to be calling it a raid. The CNN and MSDNC, they say we have to call it a judge-endorsed search. We're not allowed to call, no, it's a raid. It's an ambush. But anyway, Tim Scott says, well, we gotta let this play out. And compare that to what Andrew Cuomo said. The DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it'll be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6 investigations. Andrew Cuomo sounds more like a Republican than Tim Scott does. Unbelievable. All right, I want to get back to the phones. Poor Louise. She's been holding on for 3 days now. Without food or water, Louise.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're a brave woman. All right, Louise, well, finish your thought.
Let me just rattle off what I think, and then if you want to talk about any, that's okay. I agree with just about everybody that's been on there today. There was a couple of them that were great, and they think like I do, and I think like you do. But anyhow... The Dems are at the bottom of the barrel. They don't know what else to do because they did this. And if they have to, they will plant evidence. They're doing their best to make sure he never runs for anything again. But what angers me is the fact that Nancy Pelosi and that moron Adam Schiff and all of those people, they should be investigated because they have millions of dollars that they got from China. China is trying to control us. They're buying up all the land in this country that they can get their hands on. That's illegal. But they intend to starve us is what I think. But they have been at war with the United States for years. And they're just killing off people right and left with all this fentanyl stuff. And that's, we should put a stop to that. But nobody wants to. But Tucker Carlson is about the only person left on Fox that I actually watch. But Fox News is actually defending Trump today. I'm so surprised. But, why don't they have people on there like me and you and regular people to interview and let us say what we think? Because Trump should be in the White House. We know the election was rigged. And nobody will say anything about it because the Dems will destroy you if you do. But one more thing.
Real quick,
yes, ma'am.
The FBI
should be totally done away with. And if they want to get rid of all these illegals that are in this country, reinstate the draft and make everybody that's like between 16 and 60 register for the draft and give them the proper time to do that. And then our gut, the FBI needs to be going to them and check them. And if they're not registered, get rid of them. That's the way you can get rid of the gangs and everything. You know, we got to fight back here. And people need to start telling their representatives they need to get on their butt because the Republicans are not doing nothing. I'm so sick of hearing what's going to happen in November. If they're not careful, they're going to lose because they need to stand up. Biden needs to be impeached. Then impeach that moron VP. And then impeach Nancy Pelosi. Those are the people.
I like it.
Barack Obama and Hillary that are running this country, and they're running it in the ground. And one more thing.
real quick, Louise. We got to take a break. Louise, okay. Give us a call. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
The churches in this country need to be rising up. There's a lot of Christians in this country, and a lot of them, most of them are Trump supporters, and we got to get out there and do something.
Yes, we do. Louise, you're a great American patriot. I agree with everything you said. Maybe we ought to let Louise host the show. I like that. Thanks for calling. All right, we got to take a break here, but before I've got to tell you, share this information with you. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, first of all, you know, they thought, oh, this guy's a former cop. He's going to be tough on crime. This guy's worse than de Blasio. And they've got thousands of police officers that are putting in retirement papers, but that's not what I want to talk about. So Eric Adams is furious because Greg Abbott is sending all of these illegals to New York City. And I think Greg Abbott needs to be quadrupling the number, just 24 hours of buses in a loop, dropping them off, coming back, filling up the buses and going right back to New York City. And Eric Adams is enraged. And he says that something has to be done. He says that they're trying to find places to house all these people, and he's saying that it's horrific. Well, guess what, pal? Guess what, Mr. Mayor? That's what they have to deal with every single day down on the border, every single day. But here's what I don't get. So Adam says that he's going to start sending New Yorkers down to Texas. Well, okay, are the New Yorkers illegal? I mean, do the New Yorkers know they're actually going to Texas? I mean, how is that going to work out? But here's what I don't get about all that. I don't understand why the people in New York and Washington, D.C. are so upset that they've got thousands of illegals that are being dumped into their neighborhoods. And here's the reason why. Both of those cities, New York City and Washington, D.C., are sanctuary cities. They want the illegals to come. But guess what happens? When the illegals show up, they have a change of heart. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A sad story out of Disneyland. What is it they say about Disney? It's America's, the happiest place on earth or something like that? I'm not a big fan. And I know that makes me a horrible human being, but I really don't care. The dancing furry creatures, they give me the heebie-jeebies. I'm just saying.
I have questions about your childhood, but continue.
Well, no, I didn't like the, I was there, I had to give a speech a couple of years ago, and, you know, I'm trying to have a nice, quiet breakfast, and you got all these screaming kids. And
it is Disneyland.
Well, yes, but it's also a restaurant. And then you've got, then all of a sudden they announce, you know, the Chippendales Review. And I thought, oh my God, I thought I was like in a topless bar. Yeah, I don't know what was going on. And then it was like a two, what are they, gerbils?
Chipmunks.
Or chipmunks.
Yeah, the all Rescue right. Rangers. Anyway, continue.
What? Now are they, who's, which one's, so the, which one's the girl? Is it Dale?
They're supposed to both be boys.
Really?
Yeah, I watched a, okay, I watched a movie not that long ago that had the characters in it, and they were both voiced by men. So
anyway, Disney has canceled, Grace Baker, Disney has canceled a speech. So every year, I guess when they open up Disney for the season, that Walt is, they play a speech that Walt Disney delivered back in the day. Let's take a listen.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Get a little misty. Get Grace a Kleenex. So anyway, apparently somebody got triggered over at Disney HQ, and they're no longer going to play that speech.
Did they say why, though?
Oh, I guarantee you I know why. Because it's talking about the ideals that made America great.
Oh.
You can't have that, by golly.
No, not anymore.
But I think I may have a new mission statement for the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Oh.
To all who come to this happy radio place, welcome. Todd Stearns Radio Land is your land. No, that's not
quite
work.
The same effect.
No,
but
it's not.
The effort. That
you know
counts.
What it is? No, we need a beautiful symphonic band behind us.
Oh, that's true.
You know, with the trumpets and the violins and the swelling music, and we'll work on it.
I'll get right to it, Todd.
I think there could be something.
Listen,
there.
This is why I'm going to Universal this fall and not Disney. So.
Well, there you go. All right, folks, tomorrow we're all over this story. It is far from over as we get the very latest on whatever happened at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to be checking in with some of our experts. We'll be taking your calls as well. So if you didn't make it on the air today, give us a call back tomorrow. ToddStearns.com. That is our website. Lots of great stories for you to check out there. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.